step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co. Yeah.
I think even if my dad, he would just go like this. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He might have that thought in his head, but it wouldn't.
Perseverate on it.
Yeah.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I love it when we perseverate. I love a perseverate Thursday. It's one of my favorite words.
FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee is going to meet on Friday, tomorrow, for their non-binding vote on whether or not they should approve that third dose of Pfizer. The scientific community is kind of split on this matter. The couple of senior outgoing FDA officials wrote a review with other scientists in which they said, hey, the current vaccine supplies could save more lives if they were used in previously unvaccinated populations than if we start hoarding them for third booster shots. The World Health Organization is also in that same position.
Well, we are going to shoot some civilians to space coming up. Alex Stone is our space correspondent and joins us now.
Hey, they're already there, right?
They are already there, and we're told they're doing really well. They are zooming around Earth right now. They're healthy and they're happy, and Elon Musk says that he talked to them this morning, and they sounded really good before they went to bed for the first time. They went around Earth almost half a dozen times, 5.5 times. They had a couple of meals. They're in their intended orbit. They say everything's going really, really well. It sounded really cool when they launched last time. I remember back to when NASA would do the space shuttle and it would go, but you would only hear mission control, and they were very serious. Totally different thing with SpaceX. That they're in Hawthorne, and they are cheering it on. And it's like New Year's at SpaceX headquarters when they did it. It was quite the show as the four civilians lifted off from Florida. And the thing is totally on autopilot. They aren't doing any driving. There is not an astronaut on board. They're led by a billionaire who essentially chartered the flight to raise money for St. Jude. He chose three people to go with him. There was a lottery involved. There was an ambassador from St. Jude. That ambassador being Haley Arsenault, 29 years old, the medical officer on board. She is the youngest to ever go into space, and she says pretty awesome.
I'm just a regular person. I am so lucky that I got a phone call asking if I wanted to go to space.
And she's got a really cool story. She's the first childhood cancer survivor in space. She was a patient at St. Jude, and now she works there, and they picked her to be the medical officer and the ambassador to go in. And this is the next step. They're 363 miles up, about the distance LA to San Fran, except they're going straight up, 100 miles higher than the International Space Station, 17,500 miles an hour in orbit, and they are seeing more of Earth than any civilian has ever seen, even when they're going to the bathroom. That this is the first time that in the Dragon space capsule that anybody might have to poop, and that's been a big deal in this whole thing, that no one's ever been in this thing that long. When Bob and Doug went up, they were in there for relatively short amount of time, and now they're in the exact same capsule, and they may have to do a little bit more. So.
Oh my gosh, remember when Doug and Bob went up, and it was like,
it was cute.
It felt so good because
right.
it was
during
COVID.
They were trained astronauts, and they knew what they were doing, and you know, this one, they're essentially in a Tesla. It's you know, not exactly the same, but it looks pretty same on the inside, and it's got the same design to it, and they're all alone up there. They cannot dock with the International Space Station if something were to go wrong. They took out the docking mechanism, and that's where they put kind of like a rat in a maze, a glass bubble there, so that they could look out, and that is where the bathroom is, so when you're using it, you can look out in this all-around view of everything around you, but... there's a lot of firsts going on and not a single astronaut on board.
So is the most risk come with re-entering?
Well, I mean, I think the most risk they would argue was lifting off, that none of the, they didn't explode. And, you know, they've had a really good track record at SpaceX, but before they were sending humans up, they had some rockets that didn't work. And we're still really early into this thing. And there's always that concern of what if something is missed and they don't make it. But now it's going to be reentry. But really, they're in space beyond the International Space Station. There is stuff floating up there. I mean, any moment, space wants to kill them, that it could be right now. It could be tonight. They're up there for 3 days, and then they've got to do the reentry and come down at the Atlantic. But, you know, and I have to believe, as cool as this whole thing is, but after, like, the first hour, aren't you like, all right,
yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yes.
I'm ready to go home now. 3 days in essentially a vehicle with three other people. Don't
that sounds like hell.
You're kind of like, the view is amazing, but I think I'm done here.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not good on road trips that last too long.
No, that you go, oh, you know, the scenery is amazing, but...
And with strangers, you know, what if you don't get along? What if one of them's a Seahawks fan? You know, what are you going to do?
And when they do use the bathroom for the first time, what if you're like, dude, what did you eat?
Oh, I'd imagine.
Oh,
who
no.
Brings,
there's
who
no
brings
separation.
Thai food to space?
All they do is they've got a little curtain. It's like in the back of the Tesla, and they close the curtain and do their thing. There's no room they go into.
You know, it's men and women, too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, gamey. But that point, there's only that curtain to separate them. We've talked multiple times about how people forgot how to behave since the pandemic and people don't socialize the way that they used to. And then you're going to be crammed into a space capsule with they're not complete strangers, but three other people.
No,
that,
but they haven't known each other for very long. They got put together and, yeah, I mean, maybe they're not going to need it. It does have the only thing, weirdly, SpaceX and the astronaut, well, non-astronauts, but before this, astronauts who have gone up. The biggest secret is how the toilet works, and they will not talk about it. I don't know if it is they don't want the Russians to be able to do it or the Chinese. They think it probably has to do with vacuums and things. All we know is a picture that one of the previous occupants put out. Shows it has a little poop emoji on it, and that's about it. That's how they identify it. But for whatever reason, they have made that. They'll talk about how they do reentry and how they launch and how they pilot the thing and how the computers work. That they won't talk about how they do.
Well, listen. Teslas can fart. That is,
that is
proof
true.
To me.
I have
me.
A buddy with a Tesla who he goes, dude, come ride with me. And the first thing he did is every time the blinker.
the thing is.
I have a friend like that, too.
That's proof that Elon Musk has the mentality of a 12-year-old at times. So it would not surprise me if Elon Musk has some weird but innovative toilet technology that he doesn't want anybody
doesn't
to know.
He doesn't want anybody else
because,
to use, probably.
Yeah,
Shannon,
because pretty
is that your
soon,
husband that has the fart noise on his car?
No.
All right. This same buddy was
someone
the one
much,
that immediately said, watch, we can make it into a Christmas tree mode. And it does a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun with all the lights
I'll
and the doors going up.
I'll just say that this person, before they showed me anything on this Tesla, because it's a very impressive vehicle, that was the first thing that they wanted to.
I think
to,
we have the same friend.
Yeah.
Someone much less mature than your husband.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Although, your husband would absolutely love it.
Yes, he would.
Man,
every
it,
man
I would.
Turn
would. That on, too.
I bet Elon Musk would like my balls jokes.
Okay.
Alex, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. This is where I should exit now. Now we're talking about balls jokes.
Oh, okay.
And
that's too
goodbye.
Far. That's too far.
Oh, gotta go.
It's part of the anatomy, okay?
Corporate, Colin.
We're doing strange science here, and balls are part of science.
When we come back, woolly mammoths could come back to the earth.
It's really how we're all here, right?
Huh. Balls.
Yeah.
Gary and Shannon will
right?
continue in just a moment.
Science. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Two dozen Republican attorneys general are warning the White House of impending legal action if that proposed coronavirus vaccine requirement goes into effect. This is the one that would affect as many as 100 million Americans.
The guy responsible for the botched suicide of South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh was in court this morning for a bond hearing. Murdaugh himself was the one who was organized the plot to arrange his own death so that a surviving son would collect $10 million life insurance policy. A judge set bail for the gunman in that case, Curtis Edward Smith, at $55,000. And we've been telling you before, he missed. He grazed Alex Murdaugh's head, and he ended up surviving.
Stocks could not hold on to a brief afternoon gain, wound up ending mostly lower. Looks like the S&P 500 and the Dow each lost about 0.2% today.
We've been telling you about some strange science stories. Alex Stone joined us to talk about the group of civilians that went up in that SpaceX capsule. This is another story that's been making headlines these last couple of days, that woolly mammoths could walk the Earth in about 6 years. There is a technology startup, a tech entrepreneur, Ben Lamb, reached out to a Harvard geneticist named George Church, and they talked about using, or I should say manipulating, the genetics of Asian elephants in order to revive a woolly mammoth.
They say that woolly mammoths could slow global warming by slowing the melting of the permafrost where methane is currently trapped.
One of the things that they say, the woolly mammoth has been extinct, basically extinct, for about 10,000 years. There were some vestigial populations that survived until about 4,000 years ago.
That was a good show.
But genetically,
Gary and Shannon.
Oh, not yet.
Wait, it's not over yet.
It's not yet. genetically, the mammoth is very similar to the Asian elephant. And the Asian elephant is endangered as well. So there's two main things they say endangering Asian elephants that they would be able to fix. Number one, the herp. There's a herpes virus that apparently is extremely dangerous to these Asian elephants. The other is the close proximity to humans.
So I saw a family of elephants in Thailand. I was in a national forest.
How do you know?
And we were hiking.
A family or a group?
It was a family. It was a family because it was a big elephant and then two little elephants with the big elephant. And they were just kind of peeking out from the bushes as we were driving down the road. We'd gone on a hike hoping to see the Asian elephants. And you had to have a guide. And the guide had a gun and a machete with him just in case things went wrong. And if you've ever been on a hike with a guide and you see him pull out a gun and you're in Thailand, your pants like a cow in the wild.
You think it's over?
Like, you think you're done. You're like, listen, we don't have any money, like whatever, you know. But anyway, didn't see any elephants during the hike. But when we were driving away, the elephants didn't want us to leave without us seeing them. So they peeked through the bushes.
The tour guide was like, hey, let's drive by the fake elephant and
No, they were real elephants.
In this case, they say you can fix the herpes virus and you can make the Asian elephants survivable in ice cold weather up in the northern parts of Siberia and Canada specifically. So by, you know, you transfer the nucleus, the DNA containing part of the cell into an egg, it develops into a baby woolly mammoth calf. Is how they would say. Now, they are also trying to work with a pair of Russian scientists who are doing something similar. They want to seed these mammoths, this population of them, in something called Pleistocene Park, which is a nature preserve in the northeastern Siberia. The idea is that these mammoths would become part of this huge long-term plan to restore the tundra to the state of grasses instead of trees that exist there now. And like you said, maybe have some sort of an impact on global warming.
Speaking of cow urine, do you know how much cows urinate? Did you know, how much do you pee, would you say? This is a liter and a half, this bottle of water. Do you think you pee this much in a day?
In a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cows put together about 25 of these bottles. They urinate about 8 gallons a day. That's a lot of urination. Wow. The problem with cow urine is it contains nitrogen. And when that's mixed with feces, becomes ammonia, which is obviously an environmental issue with acid rain and other problems. So they are trying to figure out how to train the cows to be potty trained.
Well, According to a study, Lindsay Matthews, an animal behavioral scientist at New Zealand's University of Auckland, said that cows are at least as good as children, somewhere between 2 and 4 years old. They're at least as quick. And that's about the time that you're going to be potty trained, right around 2 years old, probably. What they have done is they've mimicked training a baby to use the toilet. They put a cow in a special pen. They wait until they pee and they give them a reward, a sweet liquid of mostly molasses. And cows love it. And if the cows urinate outside the moo loo, they call it, after their initial training, they get a squirt of cold water, very similar to the way that I potty trained my kids. Instead of a squirt, though, I would use an entire garden hose with a little gun on the end of it. If they peed
you
in the wrong place, watch me. Then in two sets of experiments, the researchers would let the Holsteins roam about the indoor facility. If they had to pee, 11 of them pushed into the pen to do their business, like the actual moo loo potty part. And they got their sweet reward. Others, they were given diuretics to the cattle to get them to urinate more often because they had limited time to run the experiments. And number two, they didn't actually teach them to deposit the solids in the moo loo. They were only doing the water issue.
How much do you have to drink to pee 8 gallons?
Probably about 8 gallons at least. If not, well, I mean, clearly more than that because your body's going
right.
to use some of it.
And that's a big body. Cows are big.
Thank you for that. Holy crap. I'm amazed that we've gotten through strange science.
I know, right?
Such amazing scientific discoveries.
I can't even do that spider story because it stresses me out.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even do it.
There's an ancient spider that's caught in amber that is basically caring for her offspring.
Oh, my gosh.
But the spiderlings, you know, there's hundreds of those little babies in there.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say that the rosin that it's trapped in is about 99 million years old. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to reanimate it.
Mm.
No, they're not. But it. Ugh.
All right. Wow. Gary and Shannon show is over.
It's over. And so is the Mike and Sharon show.
I know how you cut me off all the time, but I'm not going to be
stay
quiet
dry.
Anymore. Okay.
Blessings.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time and I'm going to talk.
Gary and Shannon.
Okay. Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.